from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The Greg Hill Show.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
For me to judge, because you are the man on the come up, but you're gonna play an Aerosmith rejoin and you don't play Love in an Elevator based on the topic of discussion that we just had on the program.
You know, it's funny, Jack, that you said that, because I didn't think about it until the last like 15 seconds and I started typing in Love, but I didn't want to disappoint you.
Can we be honest, Jackson? You showed everybody the photo of yourself looking like a girl. Why do you not say that? That's why you played it.
Honest to God, I was playing on the mayor of Everett not saying hi to the lady, and I was trying. And that's what I was going for there. Right. Not. I swear to God, a brilliant move, Curtis. I would have done that if I thought. I would have admitted it if I thought of it.
Speaking of that, it appears that Mayor DeMaria of Everett, properly chastised by Courtney, is back on
the
phone.
Well, really, Curtis, but
back on the phone this morning. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, guy. Hi. Courtney, I'm sorry.
That's
I did not
okay.
say hi to you.
That's okay.
I do apologize. I apologize. Sorry.
That's okay. No hard feelings. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any kind is there any kind of an honor that could be bestowed
upon her? The key to the city?
Yeah, the key to the city. I'll take
maybe it. Maybe a key to the city or... anything like that?
Free sandwiches at a Frank and Nick's or something like that? I mean, Courtney, you better jump on it.
Well, I like the flying pig. I was going to bring that up, but once, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yes, key to the city, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
Maybe we can get Courtney to come to Girls' Day next year and do something nice for all the girls in the city of Everett. Would that be something you want to do, Courtney? We do
Girls' Day
in Everett?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get you to come to Girls' Day?
Yeah.
We have police and fire and all professionals throughout the state, all women professionals that talk to all young girls in the city of Everett about just different opportunities in the city. We'd love to have you maybe MC the event.
Okay.
That'd be something that you'd be willing to do.
Is that okay, Courtney?
Yeah, I'd love to see the date.
Okay.
You know?
We could invite the Mr. Mayor. I see you at the special Lemoncello's Christmas brunch. Maybe we could invite Courtney to that.
You know, that's not my purview. You know, that's in Boston. We may have to get some other, the other mayor to, you know, weigh in on that one, or even Mauricio himself.
Yes. All right. We'll ask Mauricio. All right. Well, very good.
All right.
Oh, is that the brunch that you post about? That's like, pretty.
It's an excellent affair.
Yeah, it looks very nice.
It's a great event.
Yeah.
Well,
except it's in Boston.
I'm glad we cleared that up, Courtney.
Mm-hmm. Feel better?
You are.
Oh yeah. I mean, no feelings were hurt here. Uh-huh. I just shut down. If I'm not being addressed, you know, I know my place.
Men and women. Men and women, very important to this show.
Very important.
Very important to this show. Yeah,
I mean, if you want to just go by ratings, last weekly, number one, men and women.
What? Wait a minute.
Adults, 25-54.
How have you gone the whole morning without bringing this up?
Well, you know, I just have been turning over a new leaf. I've been trying to be humble.
So the weekly ratings come out.
Yep.
And the show was number one with men and women?
Yep, 25 to 54.
Between the ages of 25 and 54, extraordinary work, everybody.
Good job.
Yep.
Wow.
What up, adults?
That's no doubt.
What up, adults?
All adults.
Yeah. We like women and men.
Yeah. Whatever. We invite all the pronouns.
Yes, we do.
To the party.
All right, let's get back to the rest of the news, please.
All right. Well, I've already seen some people saying Curtis and Courtney are not going to even talk about this situation. And, you know, patience is a virtue because former NFL player and BC football player Gosder Shirellis pled not guilty at his arraignment yesterday for interfering with an operation of an aircraft, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest after he was accused of hitting one passenger and urinating on another on a Delta flight from Boston to Dublin.
Was it in an elevator?
No.
Okay, it was
on the actual airplane.
He actually peed on the person in the plane.
Yes.
Wow. Huh.
Emptied his bladder is the way that they put it. He was released on $2,500 bail. He released an apology saying, "I'd like to address the media reports about me that surfaced today regarding a situation that occurred on board a flight to Ireland this past weekend. The flight was unexpectedly delayed for approximately 4 hours, and it did not take off until after 12:30 a.m. In preparation for the unexpected overnight flight, I took a sleeping medication that I don't normally use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character, and I would like to apologize to the passengers and flight crew."
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't fly.
I do love a sleeping pill on a flight. Never hit me like that.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure it didn't.
It has never hit me like that. Yeah.
Well, I wonder, was he like maybe did the sleeping pill and drinking?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it was a mix, cocktail of sorts. We can hear from the victim, 78-year-old Connie Bush.
The poor woman was 78?
I'm not sure if it's a man or woman. Connie Bush makes me, you know, could go either way. But 78 years old on Boston 25.
He started urinating on me, but he emptied his bladder on me. That was my sense, that he you know, could not relate to what he was doing at all in terms of, you know, where he was, it was like he was urinating in a bathroom. I did not feel threatened by this man violently, just that it was nasty.
So is he like standing behind her waiting in line and you just can't wait no longer?
It was like row three. It wasn't even the front
of
the plane.
So he didn't even get up?
No.
Completely missed the Gatorade bottle.
Afterwards, he said, "Sleeping pills. They's hitting.
They's hitting."
The excuses are just wild.
Yeah.
I was dreaming. I was peeing in my dream.
Well, I mean, that's clearly what happened. And then he stole someone's seat after and then passed out in that person's seat. Yeah. Like, it seemed like an actual disaster.
Yeah.
Disaster in the skies.
Man,
Boston College might need
some help.
Yeah. An irrational fear this morning when a woman at a restaurant in China was attempting to dunk her live shrimp in a pot to eat it when the shrimp fought back. I believe Mitch has the video of this for those watching on Twitch and on YouTube.
Remind me never to eat live shrimp.
Yeah.
Live giant shrimp.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So she's eating that.
Oh, my Lord. It attacks her arm.
Yes. And this shrimp has something called raptorial forearms, and they use it as spears to kill their prey.
Wow.
So this shrimp used the spear to stab this woman in the arm repeatedly.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the shrimp doesn't want to die.
No.
Right.
Nope.
Would you?
No. Right.
Would you want to be eaten?
No.
Well, I wouldn't go to a restaurant where they're actually giving me live food and saying, "Go ahead, you throw it on the little pot yourself."
Fresh. Jeez.
No way.
I mean, is that a delicacy? Has anybody in the audience ever consumed a live shrimp?
No.
I feel like you eat something live and it's wriggling down as it goes down your throat.
No. She was putting it in the pot. She was going to kill it in the pot before putting it in her mouth. They say that the inside of this particular shrimp tastes a lot like a buttery lobster. Oh. And it's a delicacy. But she was putting it into that steaming pot below.
Right. So it's one of those restaurants where they're like, "All right, we bring you the food, you make it yourself," type deal.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get.
Jeez.
Really something.
Revenge of the shrimp.
Yep. Yeah.
She's lucky that thing ain't poisonous.
Did she go on to eat it?
No, she's in a lot of pain. It took a person working at the restaurant to take the shrimp off of her. But
Now she knows how the shrimp feels.
Right.
I would have violently consumed the thing afterwards.
Damn right. Payback's a mofo.
Yeah.
Throw that thing in there. Heat it up.
What kind of sauce do you put on the live shrimp?
I've read about this shrimp in particular, you don't need any. It's like a buttery, delicious flavor. Yeah.
I thought it was cocktail sauce when you ate shrimp.
Well, yes, usually. Yep.
I don't like cocktail sauce.
I mean,
I don't like cocktail
sauce. With like horseradish?
No.
Oh.
No. Yeah. People put them on oysters, and it's a waste of a good oyster.
You just raw dog oysters?
No, I don't raw dog. I go mignonette.
Oh. What the hell is that?
Huh? Oh.
Mignonette.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a like a vinegary wine sauce for oysters.
Right. It comes with an attitude.
I'm sorry. You just expose yourself to be a real rube if you don't like mignonette. No offense, Curtis.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the problem. All right.
A lady on TikTok is upset about a sexual shirt being sold at Zara. The shirt is for girls because they do have like a younger section.
Zara. What is that? Is that a retailer? Online?
They have an online store, but there's one on Newberry Street, okay. One at the Nada Collection.
Okay. Is it aimed at like
they have men's, women's, and then they have kids.
But is it so it's aimed at kids?
This shirt in particular was part of their children's section.
Okay.
Right. And it had a strawberry on it, and if you're watching on Twitch, you can see it. It says "Take a Bite."
Okay.
Zara has since pulled this shirt.
Okay.
But says that it had nothing sexual towards the child. It was just talking about the strawberry.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't really get where's it sexual.
Does that seem like a sexual thing to you?
No.
What's
the sexual part of it?
If your daughter, like your 5-year-old daughter, is wearing a shirt that says "Take a Bite," I mean, I don't know. I just wouldn't buy it.
Yeah. I mean, it says the perfect summer snack on it. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I always feel like the people who complain about these things are the ones who are the weirdos.
Right. It's not like this is...
Like, if you're looking at that shirt and you see something sexual, aren't you the one... Isn't the issue you?
You're right. It's not like it's a giant eggplant that says, "Take a bite."
Yeah.
Greg, are you new to this? Everything in our society is based upon the feelings of less than 1% of the total population.
Yeah.
But it must have gotten pretty bad enough for Zara to pull the shirt.
Yeah,
of course. You know how that goes.
Zara does that.
They don't want to get canceled because I don't think strawberry has any correlation to the women's region.
I don't know.
Well, no, because like an eggplant.
It's strictly the peach. I would have been really bothered if it was a cherry or a peach.
Yeah. Right, but like you think like, you know.
Leave strawberries alone.
Yes.
I'm far more offended by the way Greg described the mignonette.
If it was like watermelon, we'd be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
No big deal.
We can hear part of the woman's TikTok.
I am not one to be overly sensitive about clothing, but I was in Zara the other day and this was in the girls section. I'm so shocked. "Take a Bite." Is it just me, or is this just not okay? I would never have my girls in this t-shirt. I mean, is it just me, or is this just plain wrong in plain sight?
It's just you, lady.
What the most...
That's exactly what it is.
My time in the UK, I don't talk about it much.
Uh-huh.
The most popular shirt was French Connection UK. FC... UK.
Yeah.
Everybody had one because of what it looked like. Now we see a strawberry and we think it's sexual.
I remember I bought a shirt from, I believe, Aeropostale when I was younger, and it said tease on it, and my parents made me return it.
Well, yeah, I mean...
It had a lot of words on it, but the tease struck my dad in a way that he did not like, so he had me return it. I was very embarrassed.
That was when you were 30.
No.
He's like, also, please stop using my credit card. You're married. Okay.
I do not have my parents' credit card. Never have.
I never have. Okay.
Swear. Never been given it.
All right. What's next?
We go to Florida for the last story.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
A 21-year-old woman, Nakia Davis, was arrested for assault after she attacked her sister. What she used to attack her sister? Raviolis.
Mm. Oh, that's a waste.
Out of the pan?
Out of the pan.
Or were they... Okay, so they weren't frozen.
Nope.
Because the frozen ravioli would probably hurt.
Yeah, they could damage. Yeah. The sisters were arguing because Davis's sister brought home some food but wasn't sharing. So Davis picked up the tray of raviolis and started throwing them at her.
Okay.
The police, by one? Well, I believe the whole tray went.
Oh, okay.
Right. The police were called, and when they showed up, they say that the sister still had sauce on her. So.
Emergency top five raviolis.
Yes, go ahead.
I mean, I number one for me is mushroom. I love a good mushroom.
Ooh, really? Mushroom ravioli is good.
Oh, I didn't think the spinach ones. I don't like the spinach ones.
Neither. It's too much ricotta.
I like sweet potato.
Your standard ricotta.
What? Sweet potato? Mm-hmm.
Sweet potato raviolis are in the fall. Oh, my goodness.
Huh.
Yeah. And Trader Joe's sells like frozen ones that are really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel like I haven't had ravioli in forever.
I just got, like, the regular old, like, but whatever's in there, the ricotta and the
The ricotta, and I'm Parmesan. Curtis. I like the mushroom raviolis.
I like goat cheese, too.
What kind of sauce do you want on the mushroom rav? Like a regular gravy, or do you want
a creamy mushroom sauce.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Stop. How has nobody mentioned the lobster ravioli?
Delicious. Oh,
yeah. By far, probably number one on the list.
Yeah, I would say. But, you know, for the
you
seafood,
probably don't eat them.
My wife loves them, though.
Yes.
Reno's got the
Reno's
best
has the best.
Yeah. I think a
made
short
right
rib.
There in the kitchen at Reno's in East Boston. Yeah. The best.
I think short rib ravioli underrated.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay.
You can't go wrong with a short rib. I mean, they're just tender.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
You know who's here doing a commercial? We should get him on the show.
All right. I mean, I know who's here.
You played with him, I think.
Yes, I did.
One of your former teammates.
Oh, yeah.
We keep doing this with former teammates of Wiggy's who show up here.
He's got the inside connect when it comes to TB12.
Well, he is in the inner circle.
He is in that inner circle. He is in the circle of trust.
Should we get him on the...
I can't see.
Huh? He's right there.
I know. The thing's blocked.
Oh, yeah. You can...
He is definitely
You know who that is?
Yeah.
It's Tom Brady.
No.
He is in that circle.
We should see if we can get him on the show. It looks like he's recording a commercial right now.
There you go.
He and I go way back, that guy.
Humble brag.
A little humble brag there. You want to do that?
Yeah, I'd be interested. We go way back, too.
you probably go farther back. Well, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, you probably go farther back.
Oh, this is going to be a D-measuring contest between the two of you.
All right. Well, just look at the nose. Do you see that from science?
No.
Wasn't in your news today.
The bigger the nose, the bigger the...
Science has determined it's no longer the size of your hands.
All right.
Thank you. Or the size of your feet.
Okay.
In which one could indicate what the size of your manhood might be. It is now the nose.
So I did not know that.
If one has a tiny nose like Curtis, then you may surmise that he's not packing a lot of punch down
there.
Yeah,
I got a small nose.
It's been a while since you did my dong talk, so I'm very happy it's back.
But those of us who have giant noses.
You don't have a giant nose, though.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I'm like Curtis. You still have small hands.
We have a small. I'm like Curtis. We have a normal size nose. You don't have a giant.
It's like an iceberg. The rest is, down below.
Don't get a lot of complaints, I'll tell you that much.
What?
All right, we got to take a break. Take a break, but we'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.